The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect the views and opinions of Audio Journal, its board of directors, staff, or volunteer readers. Thank you for listening to Audio Journal.
Welcome in. Take my hand. Say hello to who you know and who you don't and who you can. We'll give promise to your springtime and beginnings to your ends. We'll try not to be cautious, we'll be friends.
Welcome in, everyone, to Visibilities on July 10th. And we've got a great lineup tonight. It's amazing the people that are with us this evening. And we want to hear from each and every one of you at some point in time. So we better get started very quickly. Our first guest this evening is going back to that commercial that we all just heard, is the one and only Leslie Spoon, who is going to give us a bit of an update on how the day two auction is going and a quick reminder about tomorrow night or some of her highlights for tomorrow night. And so let's all listen in fast. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Terry. Thank you for having me. It's a very exciting time. It is the 20th anniversary of the ACB Summer Auction, which is just so near and dear to me. It wouldn't be here without Brenda Dillon, Cindy Hollis, Jeff Tom, Marcia Farrow. So I have to thank all of them for everything that they started 20 years ago. So it's just amazing. I'm always so humbled of everybody's donations, time, talent, and treasure. So thank you, thank you, thank you. There's a lot of people on here I've talked to throughout the day and yesterday. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Keep ringing my phone. Even if you call late at night, please leave a message. I do go to bed pretty early, but you can still call me. Just leave a message. So we are into day two. Day one closed at noon today. It was very exciting. So there's no totals yet. We're too busy taking bids. But keep up the bidding, guys. You guys are doing fabulous, showing your love for the American Council of the Blind and this 20th anniversary of the summer auction. So again, thank you, thank you, thank you. Day two is going well so far. We will have an update as soon as I'm off, and it'll come out. And then we'll do one more at 9, and then just keep bidding. It won't be an update till tomorrow morning. So, hey, Terry, and I did get my workout in this morning. I snuck off to the gym.
And I came back. You are amazing.
I snuck off. Dan and I ran to the gym and ran back. So so that was fun. Exciting things. The Victor Streams, we had one in the appetizer day one, which Pam Shaw won. I know she's on, so congrats. We have four more, guys, four more. HumanWare was so kind to us. Four more Victor Streams. They will all be in the live auction tomorrow night, Saturday night, and they're all in everybody's section, so they're all there, all four of them, except for one section, but most of them are, I think, Dan, Michaels, Jeff, and Larry's, I believe. So don't quote me, though. I'm kind of boggled with my brain. So so there are four more, so bid, and there are two Meta glasses from HumanWare. And
now you tell me. I bought a brand new pair of Meta glasses last week.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the Explore 12 is there also for the low vision community. So, which is really awesome. That's a really great magnifier,
machine.
Explore 12. Yeah. So if you don't have one of those, if you've got friends that have low vision, or if you just want to buy it and I don't know, just tool around with it. So it's really nice. So HumanWare has been really great. And I can't say enough about Blind Information Technology Solutions. They are sponsoring the auction this year. So that's really cool. And let's see, we got the bourbon balls back. We've got lots and lots of food and lots of gift cards and just keep bidding. And, thank you to Rachel and Delaney for doing our promo, which was really cute. And it is still going on tomorrow. The appetizer auction day two will close at noon Eastern. So get all your bids in. Call us. Dan's a little sad. His phone has not rang as much as mine, he said. So he's a little sad. So call Dan on his phone if you want to talk to Dan. and then the Zoom link have the Zoom link for tomorrow night has gone out from Nancy Becker. It just went out at 6 p.m. Eastern, and it will be sent back out tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern. So it is being sent out. If you're not getting it, call me or email me. No. So, and then it starts at 5 p.m. Eastern tomorrow night, and we'll be there till it ends. And there we have the same lovely auctioneer and describer, Cindy Hollis, Deb Cook Lewis, and segment one, segment two, Dan Spoon. We have Scott Thornhill. He's guest auctioneering, and Kim Charlson. And then segment three, we have Michael and Zelda and Claire. And then segment four, we have Jeff Tom and Terry Lynn Higashi. And then segment five, if you stay up late, hopefully, or you're on the West Coast, it's Larry Gassman and Mary Hopp. So it's exciting time. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I think I spoke kind of fast enough for you. So I'll take any questions. If you want to call me, email me, please do.
Anybody got any quick question for her?
Do not call me at my home number. It's on. I have the new number on there. It's my cell phone. So call me at the 929-9837. If you call the 416-3, it's disconnected. You won't get any bids in. Yeah, you will not get any bids in. Yes.
Wait a minute. Diane Homs has a question. Hi, Diane.
Hi.
Hi, Dancing.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I won something today, so I'm happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just wanted to say hi, so I don't really have a question. But I just wanted to say hi.
I hope you enjoy whatever you bought today.
Oh, yeah, I will. Yep, the brownies.
She got brownies.
Ah, very
nice. Caramel brownies.
My girlfriend Orlando, she makes good brownies.
Very good.
Okay, well, and,
Bye, Dancing.
Thanks,
bye.
And Agnes, and I know I owe you an apology. I saved your message, and I was going to call you this week and ran out of week. But
hi, Agnes.
Agnes, what's going on? Agnes, you have your hand raised, but I think you're muted.
I sent her and asked to unmute.
It's not working.
Oh, dear.
No, I hear her. I heard her.
We hear her.
Yeah.
Okay. The quick question I have is, are you still taking donations to help with shipping?
I can take that. Yes. You just won't be. I mean, I can recognize you on live. Sorry. My brain's fried. Sorry. Live. I can recognize you live and just. You're just not on the list, but yes, I don't turn anything down.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Thank you.
You want to call me? Let me know how much
I'll
before tomorrow? Okay.
I'll try, yes.
Okay, that'd be great. Thank you, Agnes. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Agnes.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And I'll just tempt a few people. I assume it's in tomorrow night. I didn't notice it in today, so I assume it's in tomorrow. I had donated a surprise envelope.
It is. It's in tomorrow. I think it's in Larry's.
Tomorrow.
It's in Larry's
it's
segment,
in
I believe.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
So that was fun the last couple of times that I've done that. So
that
we'll
is
see
fun.
What's
thank
in
you,
it
thank
this
you.
Time.
Yeah. Thank you.
All
thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, Leslie.
Thank you. Good thank luck, you, everybody.
And
thank you. See everybody.
Keep getting those bids in.
Keep calling, please. I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much. Thanks, Terry.
Take care.
Good night.
Good night. Geez, it's a surprise. I don't think she's going to stick around for our whole show and leave Dan to answer the phones for an hour. And let's go on to the main part of tonight's program, and that is I'm going to introduce the man who... I forget how many years ago now, was it 5 or 6, got the Inspire program going. And that is Kenneth Semien Sr. And we have a wonderful lineup here tonight of people who have been guides or explorers in this year's class. And with that, I want to welcome all of you, and especially Kenneth, because he's going to take it over from here.
Hello, Terry, and welcome, everyone. Glad you all were able to join in, and I'm glad to be here. And I want to begin by saying part of the team is here. We have Donna Brown and Cheryl Cummings, who is here. Donna Clark couldn't make it this evening. And we're just glad to be here. And a number of our participants from this class that just concluded in June are with us this evening. And, hey, their graduation is coming up not tomorrow, but the next Saturday at 1 p.m. Central Time on Zoom. And I hope that you all will really consider joining in on the graduation ceremony. We have some special guests that will be there. And it's going to be quite exciting for this class of 2026. So I just want to say that we are happy to have our program in place. And as Terry began to say, we started our program in 2022 with called the MAPS program, M-A-P-S, Mentorship, Access, and Peer Support Program. And then the next year we started with a new name. That first year was a pilot year. It went well. So we moved into the Inspire Mentoring Program. And so it's a total of 5 years we're looking at and ready to get started again in September. But before we get to that, I definitely just want everybody to know that this program is practically a leadership development program, and we're always seeking members to join in and submit applications to consider to be a guide who is a mentor or an explorer who is a mentee. And we've had a pretty good sized class this year with 28 total, 14 guides and 14 explorers. And each year we learn something new and we grow in some way and we enhance the program in some way. So I want to turn it over to Cheryl and Donna. Say, do you want to say anything about the program to begin? How you've enjoyed being a part of it from the beginning and how you played a part in developing it as well?
Oh, absolutely. So I thought this was an effort within ACB that was really sort of an effort of several entities. So Kenneth certainly worked on starting this up, but I think so did I as the chair of the Multicultural Affairs Committee. And we, MCAC, I want to say in 2020, had a resolution which was adopted by ACB, which encouraged the organization to create a program that would allow people, especially folks, members who are minorities, to gain skills and to be on a path of leadership. So in 5 years ago, as Kenneth normally tells this story, there were efforts made by Kenneth and made by me as part of the chair of the Multicultural Affairs Committee, talking about like how do we accomplish that and how do we expand that to allow all ACB members to get on a path of leadership development. And so as we talked about that, Dan Spoon brought Kenneth and myself together. And as we talked about that, we reached out to Donna Brown as part of the Burl Coley Leadership Institute. And then we reached out to Artis as part of the membership committee. And designated Donna Clark to join us. And so that has been our team from the beginning. So just wanted to make that clear.
Yeah, this is Donna Brown. Can I just say something to add to it?
Yes.
Yeah, just real quick. So, you know, as the Burl Coley Leadership Training Committee co-chair, you know, we conduct leadership trainings. But those are sort of like group trainings, and there are presentations, and there is some interaction. But the mentor program brings a whole different part to leadership development. There brings that individuality. I don't know if that's a word, but it is now. Then also, as a mentee or an explorer, they have an opportunity to develop goals, and the guides help them to try to achieve those goals and direct them in achieving those goals. And I think that individual assistance and partnership can really develop some good leadership skills. It brings a whole different way of developing leaders.
Yes. Yes, so what we really are hoping for to get our members involved in some way on the local level, within their chapter, state or special interest affiliate, or even serving somewhere on the national level on a committee. We have over 48 committees, everybody. If you want to ever serve on the national level and haven't done it yet, you're going to write our president and put a request in, because after convention, that's when the number of times we get appointments being made for folks that are interested in serving. So let it be known, share your thoughts, and just share your abilities with ACB and your local chapter or any level you're working on or a part of. And as everybody brings something to the table, and if we all did our part, we could all be working together to make something very powerful out of our organization. And we're always looking forward to some new things coming. So what our program is, we want to make sure everybody understands it's not about just any personal goals when you come through Inspire. It's about ACB, learning more about ACB, making sure that you know what our mission statement is, you know what our vision statement is. You don't have to quote it every time, but be familiar with it and our core values. Just be ready to learn and grow. And this program can really help you. Now, it takes you applying yourselves as an explorer if you're selected, and our guides know how to help you, and they know they can come to the Inspire team if there's some additional assistance needed. We'll definitely get better and better every year, because I think there's some things that we have to do to make sure we are doing this as a team effort. It's not just one or two of us. All of us working together makes everything fall in place. So maybe we could take a little break to hear from some folks, because we have a good number of folks here from the program. And it'd be great if we would start with a few explorers. David Dunphy, you were here first, from what I remember. Do you want to say anything?
Yeah, sure. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. Can I just interrupt for 1 second?
Okay.
Anyone who is an explorer, who has been an explorer, if you would just raise your hand, then we'll be able to run right down the list.
You want me to put mine up even though I'm talking? Would that be helpful?
Yeah, no, that's fine. You can go right ahead. I just wanted to get an idea of go through who's who.
Well, I just want to say how much I really enjoyed the program. I've never had a chance to be mentored in a leadership thing like this before, and I definitely want to grow in my ACB experience. I'm currently, thanks to Jeff Tom's awesome guidance and conversations, I'm now in a committee with Next Generation for awards, and I'm hoping to get involved more nationally. And I just really enjoyed being able to ask questions and be in this really open environment where Jeff and I could talk about ACB, leadership, policies, how things work. And it was just really nice to be able to talk with someone who's been around a long time and learn so much and get so much insight on how to handle not just leadership, but just everyday life and how to deal with situations and people in a way that'll make me a better human and a better leader. So I really want to thank you all for the opportunity. I'm really excited to see you in St. Louis. And thank you to Jeff and to everyone in Inspire for allowing me an opportunity to learn and really pick your brains about different things. And the SMART goals were a really useful tool that I am now implementing into my everyday life beyond leadership. So thank you both. Thank you all for everything. And I really had a great time.
That's great, David. Our next person is, I don't mean to cut people short. I just,
well, I was done anyway.
How many we
I
have.
Was ending anyway. So you're good. Thank you, Terry.
Tim Hill has his hand raised.
Hello. Yes. This is Tim Hill from Cross Lanes, West Virginia. And I just want to say that this has been a wonderful experience for me. I have learned so much, and I had a terrific guide, the great Donna Pomerantz. And if it weren't for the Inspire program, I would never have got the chance to be the DKM first timer from the East. And I
congratulate you on that.
Yeah,
as
thank
well.
You. I am so stoked about this. I mean, it's just
let me
a
ask
wonderful
you a question,
program.
Tim.
Yes, ma'am.
And I would actually like to ask each of you this question, and that is, now that you've been through as an explorer, what do you hope to do to further your leadership in ACB?
Well,
over the next few, just over the next 2 or 3 years.
Yes. Well, I'd like to volunteer for whatever committee, national committee that ACB would think that I would be appropriate for.
Okay, and that would be based on your skill set.
Yeah.
And okay, that's great. And I wish you well. I want to wish all of you well, of course.
Thank you.
Our next person is Natalie Couch. And Natalie, there you are.
Sorry, I'm not a, I'm, is my hand not lower? I am actually a guide, so I don't know. I know Kenneth said.
Okay, I thought it was odd that you were in here as an explorer.
Yep, okay. Nope, I was a guide.
I'll need you as a guide in a few minutes.
Okay.
All right. Triple G. No, it's isn't that? Yes, Triple G.
Yes.
I don't even try to go for your last name.
Yes. My name is Greg Wansnyder, and I was in the program as a mentee. I'm from Waukesha, Wisconsin. And my mentor was Annie Chiappetta. And it was funny because the requirement was that we talk for, you know, I think they set a loose requirement of an hour once a month, an hour to 75 minutes. Annie and I talked 45 minutes once a week. And we just talked, and what was really helpful and what I hope for, Terry, is to, I told Annie that I've been having an issue with time management in some of my affiliates. And it was then that she brought up SMART goals, and then we learned about SMART goals as a cohort in one of our sessions together. And so I've been setting SMART goals for everything right now. So, you know, being involved in a few different affiliates and thinking about joining the scholarship committee or the DKM committee, which I will pursue after convention. But those are some of my future aspirations. So thank you very much for having me on, Terry.
And thank you, Greg.
Thank you, Kenneth and mentor team for doing this program.
And who was your guide?
Oh, my guide was Annie Chiappetta.
Oh, Annie Chiappetta. Okay, I wasn't sure. I wasn't catching the name. It was my mistake.
No, that's fine.
I apologize. All right. Well, thank you very much, and I wish you well in all of your future leadership in ACB and its affiliates. Nikki Schneider. I'm sorry.
It's okay, Terry. It's
thank
okay.
you. I'm sorry.
People always mess that up. It's okay. I don't know how. But they do. But thank you so much for this opportunity. First of all, I'd like to thank the team for accepting me as a mentee. It was awesome. Artis was my guide, and we talked every couple weeks, I think. And we could just – it was just like – we usually did about 45 minutes, and it just was a conversation that never ended. I mean, it just kept
that's
going.
That's Artis Basin for yeah, you anytime.
But that's okay, because that's great.
That's exactly.
We could talk about ECB stuff, and it was great to have such a veteran in ACB as a guide. And, and my aspiration is to be somewhere on the national board somewhere, maybe, I don't know where yet, but if there's still a history committee, I think we need to work on that more because it's going to be gone soon, and we need people to give us their input before they're gone. So
I think you're absolutely right. That's I was on that committee, but I know it hasn't met for a couple of years.
Yeah, I think we need to do that because we're losing people little by little.
Yes.
And Kenneth, I will be at convention. I tried to email you, but you didn't. it didn't go through, but that's okay. But yeah, I truly did enjoy this program. And, I think anybody who feels that they would be in, you know, that they could learn something, great, because, I did. I learned, I mean, I'm big in my local affiliate. I've done just about everything but treasurer, which is a little daunting to me, but I could do it.
What is your local affiliate?
Minnesota. I'm sorry.
Oh, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Okay.
Yeah. Minnesota affiliate. I'm right now secretary for the second term in two terms.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, that's my little, bio.
All right. Well, thank you, Nikki. And our next one up is someone I know because she's president of one of my affiliates, and that's Sharon Strakowski.
And Terry always says my name correctly, which I appreciate. Yes, I'm from Worcester, Massachusetts, and I became a mentee as I was thinking about and running for becoming president of Bay State Council of Blind, which has happened. And I had Pam Shaw as my guide, and the match was incredible because we talked about BSCB, and of course she had a long-standing perspective on a lot of things.
Yes.
But we talked about mental health, we talked about our church, we talked about boundaries, we talked about social work. it was just a really flowing kind of conversation, and I really feel that Pam helped me to have the confidence to run and to think about things that might come up as affiliate president. We have a wonderful affiliate, and I'm very blessed with that. But, you know, it's managing people, and she knows a lot about that, and she really was able to impart a lot of that to me. So right now, learning this role is enough for me. I'm not going for anything else right now. Thank you.
And that's one of the things that's great with all of this is, you know, there are people like it in positions like you are that can always use some additional shoulders to talk or shoulders yeah. or people to talk to about issues when you're already in a pretty strong leadership position like you are with BSCB.
Right. Pam is not off the hook yet.
Oh, no. Pam never gets off the hook.
There we go. All right. Thanks, Terry.
Take care. Thank you. Alice Turner.
Hi,
Alice.
Hello. Yeah, I am from Sunnyvale, California, and I am on the board for the California Council of the Blind. And when I joined this program, I had some goals already in my mind. I tend to be pretty goal driven. But one of the things that I discovered is that as you set goals and months go by, it becomes pretty organic. And so there were two things that occurred. One is that I decided to run for second vice president for our board and was elected. And that was very exciting for me. I wasn't sure about it, but then when I had conversations with my guide, Amanda Sell, and just to let you know, I do little nicknames in my contacts on my phone. So Amanda is in my phone as Amanda Inspire, and she'll probably stay there forever as that. But I wanted to learn about ACB. Because I had a tendency that when I had the opportunity to go to the convention, other than some of the folks in California Council of the Blind and people that I met in an elevator, I didn't know hardly anyone. Terry, I met you many years ago on an outing, but it was when you don't really know who you know. And so this really bridged relationships. It helped me to understand just about the fact that I can reach out to anyone at ACB at different times. And then I also, Amanda's really good at technology. So she went through and did some information sharing about the ACB structure and did that through her iPhone and then sent me notes after she edited it. And I still have that. So the match was perfect for me, and I want to thank everyone that was a part of this, Kenneth and the whole team, the fellow explorers and the guides, the speakers that came. And if anyone is listening to this and thinking about, wow, I wonder if I should do this, the answer is yes. Absolutely, positively, yes. It is individually driven, and you will explore and get out what it is that you want and even more. So back to you, Terry.
And I think it's also, you know, you don't need to want to be president of ACB as your two-year or three-year goal or something. But it's to me, it seems like it would be a great way to really explore and expand on your own skills that can always come in handy for yourself or for the or for yourself in your everyday life or in your work with ACB. And I think that's really important as well. And do we have any more explorers who have not spoken yet? If you do, would you please raise your hand now? I think we have everybody. Okay. So, Kenneth, would you like to come back and tell us a little bit more about our guides?
Sure. Well, I want our Cheryl and Donna to be prepared to, if we get to that, to read the criteria for people that may want to apply to be a guide or explorer. We'll come back to that. Yeah. So,
if we run short, then we can always do it as a, if they can just do a quick summary of it. Because there's so much other information. But just in case, I don't want to cut them out, but if we need to, we may have to cut it into a summary.
Definitely.
Okay. Go for it, Kenneth.
Yes. So now we just want to let you know that the guides play a huge part in this program. And I think that just them being a partner to our explorers, it could be a powerful team if they really take heed to what they learn through the orientation sessions that they go through in the beginning of the program. And we really do like it when after we make those selections for the teams, we have them to come on and be introduced. So they don't really know who's going to be joining them for the Zoom meeting, but they automatically come in and we introduce them. And that happens right at the beginning. And then we let everybody know right after that is when our orientation sessions for each group will be held. And that's where we give them a great overview of the program and allow them to participate in some scenarios and how to work well with one another and understand how they could help one another. And the guides can help the explorers to achieve their goals. But we always let them know if you have a need to explore more, come to the team, and we do have ideas. We all have been a part of a mentoring program and are started one ourselves. So we've done a lot in the area of mentoring and have been mentored ourselves. So we're always grateful to share what we know. And so let's hear from some of our guides about their experience in working with the explorers.
Okay. So would anyone who's a guide please raise your hand? And stop being shy. Here they come. Now, here they come. Let me get to the top of the list. Amanda.
Hi, everyone. So this is my second go around as a guide. I was a guide in, oh gosh, I don't remember what year it was. I had the pleasure of being Raylan McGuire's mentor, and I had the pleasure, as you just heard, of being Alice Turner's mentor. I love this program so much that I built a similar version for the scholarship winner. It's not as long as this one, but I am telling people that if they are considering Inspire to try the scholarship mentoring program first. And it's the second go around, I have to say, was a lot of fun. And my mentee actually mentored me. She and I were going through very similar issues around the same time with committees, because I'm a brand new ACB committee chair. So, you know, she and I got to actually learn things together, and it was a lot of fun. And Alice, you about made me cry when you said that I was in your phone as Amanda Inspire, because that's just so sweet of you. So thanks, Terry, and thank you, Inspire team. We really appreciate you.
Thank you, Amanda. Our next one is Natalie Couch.
All right. Hello, everyone. First of all, I just want to say thanks to Kenneth and to the Inspire team for giving me this opportunity. So for me, this being a guide made me learn a lot of things about myself, and it made me do a lot of self-reflection, which is not something that I was actually expecting out of the program. But I am very glad that I became a guide and that I was able to have the opportunity to do this sort of self-reflection, because it made me learn a lot, and it made me, rethink how I handle things. So, thank you guys.
Thank you, Natalie.
Thank you, Natalie. And our next person will be Rachel Schroeder, and then Pam Shaw after her.
Hi, Terry, and hi. Thanks for having me. And I, too, appreciate the program. I was a guide, and I feel like a really proud sister. My explorer was Megan Miggs, who is our DKM first-timer from the West.
Yes, yes.
So I'm like big proud sister here. it certainly was not my doing that she made it to that point, but, you know, it was so much fun working with her through the whole process. I mean, it started out, we talked about it, and I really was able to work with her through that process, and she did the work, and I give her all the credit. But one of the running themes here has been how well everybody's been matched. And I would also say that she and I were matched so well. We're both moms, we're women in ACB. We both are guide dog users, and our conversations, in addition to ACB, focused on everything life, you know, and it was just a lot of fun. And I certainly came out better for having a lifelong friend out of the deal. And it was just a really great experience, because I've always said in my role at work, when I teach people technology, in this case, it wasn't teaching technology, but it was still mentoring somebody. And when you teach or when you mentor, you are also learning. And that certainly was the case for me, because I'm always looking at what I do and, okay, is this the way I want to do this? Is this how I would mentor someone, in that same direction? You know, so it made me take a look at how I did things and all the things that I was working with her on. I was like, okay, I'm going to do that myself as well. So it was just great. I have a lifelong friend, and her adorable kiddo got a bunch of Braille books from me. So it was a lot of fun.
Thank you, Rachel. And we do have to say that you and your daughter, Delaney, can do an amazing advertiser job.
Yes, that was so good.
Thank you. Yeah, she had a big part in that. She loved doing it. So, yeah. Thank you so much. I'll pass
Thank
it on.
You. And Pam Shaw.
Hi, everybody. Well, since I've heard my name used a number of times in vain, I guess I better speak up. First of all, let me say to you that being a guide in the mentoring program for me is a humbling experience, because, frankly, I take away more than I feel I will ever give. And so I've been privileged over the last three times to meet new people. Sharon, as you can tell, and many of you know already, is fantastic. The other beauty of being a guide in this program is that it is structured in such a way that as a guide, we were able to work together so that what Sharon has walked away with is a lot of what she brought to the program, and learning how to take those life skills and apply them to a leadership experience. I was so excited about her running for the president that a week before I spread a rumor. I called her up and said, "You won. I can call you Madam President." She said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "The convention." She said, "It's next week." So I think I was just a little too excited. But third, and this really fascinates me, I have walked away from this year with Sharon. Yes, she was an explorer, but in so doing, we worked together. And now I really do count her as a friend. And one of the things I always say to the people with whom I've worked is the door is always open. We may end the program, but we're not ending a relationship. So thank you to the Inspire team, and thank you to Sharon for even allowing me to pour into your life just like you pour into mine. Thanks a lot, Terry.
Thank you, Pam, and I'm going to put you on the spot. Hard to believe, I know. You said this is your third time as a guide. Can you? I'm not asking you to say necessarily to say who your other explorers were, but can you tell us, have those people gone on to other leadership, gone into leadership in various ways within the organization, be it on a state, a local affiliate, or a special interest affiliate or a national committee?
Sure, and that's a good question. First of all, I saw some increasing in their work with an ACB. One actually ran for and has been a member of the Board of Publications. And then another one in her community, she became a commissioner in her community. And certainly last but not least, Sharon is president of the Bay State Council of the Blind.
That's wonderful. So not only have they succeeded, but you have succeeded as well.
Oh, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. And Thank you.
You are. We all are. We are all blessed for having Pam Shaws around in our lives. All right. Thanks, Pam. Our next guide. I keep wanting to say it the wrong way. Our next guide is Artis Bazin.
Hello, everyone. This was my first year to be a guide. I was a little concerned about time-wise, but I thought that Kenneth and his committee really put a nice timeline together, so you could see the whole year and when you would need to get together and when the meetings were. So that really helped me to make the decision to go for it, because then I could just pop those in my schedule in advance and make sure that I could find the time. And I had a wonderful explorer. It was great because Nikki had a lot of experience in her current affiliate. She'd done a lot of different jobs in the affiliate. And so we were able to talk about both of our pathways of starting in affiliates and working on different board positions and committees, et cetera. And that way we could really talk about how we could help improve, you know, our affiliates. And also she could learn more about the national committees, which is where she really wanted to learn more about those. And so I was able to help her there. And as she mentioned, she's really interested in possibly, you know, working with the history committee. And one of her things, she wanted to know how to host calls. And so she was able to learn that. And so I thought It was a great opportunity to share some of my personal experiences, but I really learned a lot from her too about how she approached things in her affiliate and was able to make inroads to help them do better too. So I think, as was said by other guides, I think we learn just as much as the explorers do from the opportunity.
It certainly seems that way. I know, quite honestly, I was really planning to apply to be a guide last year. And due to family circumstances, things just got... My sister passed away, and it was just... I didn't know what was going to be going on, and I didn't want to commit myself to something that I wouldn't be able to carry on with. But I think I might be doing it this year. We'll see. Sorry, Kenneth. You might get stuck with me. Anyway, do we have any other... Let me see. That was artist. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. We have Matt Selm. I'm sorry, Matt. I almost missed you.
That's all right. I snuck in there at the last minute. So, yes, this is my first year being a guide as well. And my mentee was Glenn Pinker from West Virginia. And so I didn't really know, what to expect. I kind of had a little bit of an idea, but on the whole, I think when you take on, being a mentor for someone, it's kind of your job to, at least as I see it, it's kind of your job to bring your experience to bear and help people learn lessons and help them not make the same mistakes that you did. And, I think, on the whole, I think, it's been a great experience. And I think we've, learned a lot. And I think I've been able to be of service. And, it's definitely something that I would encourage, if you're thinking about being a mentor, I would really encourage folks to apply. It's a very wide open program, and it's very much what you make of it. And those are both good and bad things on either end. Definitely something that if you're an active leader, you should definitely really give some serious thought to helping pass knowledge down and helping build the next generation of leaders. So thanks, Terry.
Thanks, Matt. And I think it sounds like we're doing a pretty darn good job of that with the people that have spoken this evening. Is there anyone else here to this evening who's either one of the guides or one of the explorers that we've not heard from?
And hi, this is Anthony Akumi.
We're at 10 till, Terry.
We're at 10 till? Oh, my goodness. Anthony Akumi.
Yes. I'll make it really short, really quick. Aloha, everyone. And, I think about 3 years ago, I had the opportunity to serve as a explorer, and I had a really awesome guide by the name of Lucy Edmonds. And one of the things that I realized that we created, despite our differences in time, we created a relationship. We built trust, and thus I decided that I wanted to 3 years later try to serve as a guide.
As a guide this year?
Yes. And you know what? I had a wonderful explorer by the name of Samila Waite. And, you know, I just really, we had a differences in 6 hours in time. But you know what? That's really, I just wanted to stress, if anybody's thinking, what do you get? You get what you want out of it and what you put in it. And definitely for myself, and I can speak as far as my explorer, Mel, we created a friendship, we created a trust, and, you know, if she was here, she would say a whole lot others, things to say, but then I just wanted to say, I really, really enjoyed the program.
Thank you very much, Anthony. And, with that, I think we're going to, I think we're done with people, unfortunately, because as Sheila just reminded us, we now have about 8 minutes left and I need 2 of those. So.
Okay. let me say a few things then.
Go for it, Kenneth.
We just want everybody to know what INSPIRE stands for. It's an acronym. So the words are imagine, nurture, support, prepare, influence, reflect, and evolve. So we'll be, you know, emphasizing those words as we go with our next class, but we'll begin accepting applications for a new program year beginning next Friday on the 17th of July, and we will accept applications through August 19th. So you can look for another announcement to be coming out within the next week so that you will be able to know what to do and reach out to us if you have any questions. But we have a few more, no, at least one more presentation we'll be making on Saturday, August 1st at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern on ACB Community. So please encourage others to join in. Encourage someone to apply, to prepare themselves to apply for the program. We hope our leaders would join in and helping us with that. But that's all I have to say. But I think I'm so grateful that everybody showed up tonight.
Let me ask you this. That, that opening date, what was it, 17th of July?
Yes.
Is that for both guides and explorers?
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
We'll begin. They have their own link to their own application, that they will be able to begin applying on Friday, July 17th. And it concludes, and we'll make sure we remind everybody that it's August the 19th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern. So don't wait till the last minute. Ask questions. Be sure that you ask questions and make sure you have a good understanding about what you're signing up for. But it's a great thing, way to learn and grow and share your knowledge with someone else. And it'll come from both ways.
All right. Well, thank you, Kenneth. Thank you, Donna. And thank you, Cheryl, all for being here from the INSPIRE committee. And I want to thank you and congratulate all of you. I'm sorry?
You have a hand.
I have a hand. Oh, I do. Susan, okay, can you do it in like 1 minute, Susan?
I can. I'm sorry. I came in late on this, and I have a quick question, though.
Go for it.
For the INSPIRE application, are you looking for a certain age group?
No, doesn't have to do with your age, as long as you are meet the criteria. There's a list of criteria, but age is not included in that. You can be, as long as you're 18 at least, though. Are you at least 18?
I am at least.
That's something to smile about, okay? Yes. Yeah, that's the only thing that we have. You want you to be an adult at least age 18. And everybody normally that comes to the program, we don't even have that as a problem. Yeah.
Okay, and the applications will be sent to the...
It's going to be every list that we have, email list, is going to be posted on the ACB website, you know? Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be all over the place.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, You're Susan.
Welcome. Well, I'd like to be of help, and I'd like to be helped, so it sounds good for me.
Wonderful.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
All right. Now, I want to thank, again, Donna and Cheryl and Kenneth for joining us. I want to congratulate and thank our guides and our explorers that were able to be with us. I know that there were more who wouldn't necessarily be able to be with us this evening, but it's a good thing because we're just about out of time. And I also want to thank Larry Gassman for streaming us and doing our podcast, and Sheila Young for hosting for us tonight. And I would also just a very quick, this is our last call until after convention. And so I want to wish you all a great July and a great time at convention for your vacations. We will be back. I don't have the exact date in front of me, and I should. We'll be back in the early August. I think it's the second Friday, but I've got to be double check.
That would be the 14th.
The 7th. Everybody's finished traveling by the 7th. So it must be the 7th I was thinking of. Anyway, I want to thank you all for that. And I just want to make one very quick announcement. I will be putting out an announcement this evening on conversation and on leadership. Pat Sheehan has put it out in various places this week. We will be doing a call this Sunday from 1 to 2 Eastern as a celebration of life for Sue Bowes, who passed away about a month ago. And many people knew Sue. She was a member of the ACB of Maryland, but she was also the assistant director of the 504 office at the Veterans Administration for many, many years, and probably one of the most independent people I have ever known in my life. And it's going to be on, it says it's on the Visibilities Zoom account. It's not exactly, it's my personal Zoom account. So don't come to studio looking for us on Sunday. If you're going to join us, and I hope you will, I will be putting out the link for it later this evening. Thank you all very much. Thank you. And best of wishes to all of our explorers for great future. You're going to be our future generation of leaders in this organization. And I feel really good about turning this organization over to you at this point. Have a great week. Have a great month of July. And let us all get together again in August. Good night.
You are listening to Audio Journal, a proud member of the Massachusetts Audio Information Network.
When someone you know is struggling with vision loss, it can be challenging. But the Mass Commission for the Blind is here to help. We'll connect them to resources that will help them plan for the future with new skills and assistive technology. Find out if they're eligible to register for services. Call 1-800-392-6450 or visit mass.gov/MCB. That's 1-800-392-6450 or visit mass.gov/MCB.
Welcome to Everyday Poems for Every Day, sponsored by Audio Journal. Our poem today is called Take a Poem, and it's by James Carter. Why not take a poem wherever you go? Pop it in your pocket, nobody will know. Take it to your classroom, stick it on the wall. Tell them all about it, read it in the hall. Take it to the bathroom, tuck it up in bed. Take the time to learn it, keep it in your head. Take it for a day trip, take it on a train, fold it as a hat when it starts to rain. Take it to a river, fold it as a boat, pop it in the water, hope that it will float. Take it to a hilltop, fold it as a plane, throw it up skywards time and time again. Take it to a postbox, send it anywhere, out into the world with tender, loving care. You've been listening to Everyday Poems for Every Day, sponsored by Audio Journal and read by me, Nikki Wichelow. Thanks for listening, and may your world be filled with poetic wonder.
What's your vision?
My vision is 20/200.
Light perception in the right eye, zero vision in the left eye.
No. What's your vision?
My goal is to become a journalist.
To be able to work.
Financial independence.
At the Massachusetts Commission for the Blind, we believe that all people who are blind or visually impaired should have the opportunity to work and thrive. To learn how we can help you meet your employment or workforce goals, call 800-392-6450 or visit mass.gov/MCB.